Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Q Symposium here in the beautiful Bahamas. Look who we have in the studio lounge, the fine team from ALM First. Oh my gosh, Emily Hollis right next to me. Emily, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And then Tom C. right over there. How's it going down there, Tom?
I'm doing very well. I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, I'm glad you guys are here. How's the conference going for you guys so far?
Great. Yeah, it's great. What a beautiful place.
It's pretty beautiful, yeah. It doesn't get much better than the Bahamas, and then where we are is good as well. So, and Tom, how are you doing, and how's
doing
the conference going for you?
This always feels like the kickoff to the year.
I agree.
Especially from a conference perspective. This is one we look forward to. The second we leave, we're already looking forward to next year. Mm-hmm. We see so many clients every year, and it's great to be here.
Yeah, I love the people. It's just so fun to see everyone.
Well, and this is one of my favorites, because you get, and I've said this in other interviews too, but you get the CEO, the creating CEO, mm-hmm. and the creating board chair, and seeing how that working relationship works. So yeah, it's really neat to see. It's almost kind of like a behind the scenes look at how the credit union is going to be working this year in 2024. So yeah.
That's right.
So speaking of that, we're talking about the newest subsidiary of ALM First, the executive benefits, which is right here.
There it is.
You can see it right there. My eyes are testing me. So yeah. So tell me a little bit about this. So Emily, how are things going at ALM First? Just to kick things off. What's new and all that type of stuff.
Well, thanks for asking. Things are fantastic. We've had a great year. The big news is that we have done 8 securitizations now. So it's kind of new to the industry. We did 8 out of the 11. So the loan transaction team is really doing well. The M&A team is doing well. We're rounding out our EIM product. We have got products that we're developing in the mortgage pipeline hedging, where we have an area now that will help credit unions deliver loans, so that when the mortgage market comes back, which hopefully
it'll
will someday,
we'll
save some credit unions, maybe some FTEs, mm-hmm. and then we're spending a good amount of money in new financial tools like a RAROC model and liquidity module and things like that. So it's pretty exciting.
It's just a lot. Not even to mention what we're talking about today.
Exactly.
What are you not doing? That would have been the easier question.
Yeah. And of course, this is so exciting to us.
Yeah, no doubt. And so why did ALM First decide to launch this new subsidiary, the executive benefits part of it? Because this sounds pretty cool.
Well, like a lot of our other products that we've developed, it really came from clients asking us to get into this industry. And, you know, it's a natural for us in the 457 because we do have the trading floor where we manage $70 billion already. So that was a natural.
Mm-hmm.
And then because we're a fiduciary, we felt like this would be, you know, a great product for us to have. Mm-hmm. And then with the acquisition of DDJ, mm-hmm. since you place as a CEO, it's a natural progression.
Very serendipitous, it sounds like.
That's right.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
And Tom, so are there specific challenges or trends that you guys are hearing about in today's executive benefits environment?
Definitely from a trends perspective, you know, as we think about the aging workforce from a CEO perspective, 50% of CEOs are 55 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look at crediting $3 billion or bigger, it's even older than that. Mm-hmm. So over the next 5 to 10 years, if we're looking at typical retirement ages, we're going to see a lot of movement. So do you have a plan in place? Do you have succession planning in place? And then these are very prevalent tools in credit unions. 88% of credit unions a billion or higher have at least one of these plans in place. So it's really important from a talent management perspective just to have something in place. And Emily mentioned about the DDJ Myers acquisition, and you know they do a lot of the CEO placements, and what they're seeing is within 12 or 18 months of new CEO placements, those executives are actually being provided a cert.
Oh, really?
So it's just from our perspective, as Emily mentioned, on our core business, we always work as a fiduciary, working in our clients' best interest, and that's what we want to bring to this market as well.
Good deal. And as you're talking, I'm thinking about, this is the trend that doesn't seem to end, because I remember at the tail end of the of 2009, the 2008 kind of crisis, you know, a lot of credit union CEOs, and they were kind of holding off until that ended, and then we could get back, kind of right the ship, if you will.
Yes, that's right.
And then that transition started. A lot of folks were retiring, and then the new fresh faces were coming in.
Exactly.
And now I'm seeing it again. after the pandemic. You know, people kind of held off and, well, okay, let's get through these stormy waters, and then boom, now it's happening again. You see this big transition.
Seeing it even deeper into executive teams, right? It's not even just C-suite executives that are getting these plans, sometimes at the VP level as well, because you're thinking of those succession plans. Maybe our CFO is going to become our CEO, so we don't want to leave our VP of finance out. We want them to then move into that plan. So succession planning has so many different levels.
Got that right. Yeah. Got that right. And it's great that a lot of credit unions do have the succession planning, because this takes planning. You can't just say, hey, you know what, I'm retiring in 3 months, good luck. That's not a good plan.
No.
Let's do something well in advance, right?
Absolutely.
So good stuff. And I'm going to continue with you, Tom. So how's your approach different than other providers, and what should credit unions keep in mind as they analyze their options going in this direction?
I think the one-size-fits-all model is it's not a cookie-cutter model when you think of executive benefits. So we really want to make sure we're marrying what the board is looking for as well as the executive, what they're looking for, and bring those goals together. Because if you're just focused on what the board wants, then the executive is going to have this plan that, you know, maybe doesn't retain them because it's 30 years in the future, that benefit. So we want to make sure that the executive's goals are met, the board goals are met, and, you know, our tagline is trust, transparency, and tailored solutions. And that's really what we want to bring, is those tailored solutions based on what our clients are asking for. We don't want to bring them maybe what we would like to sell them. We want what they want.
Exactly.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, and there's so much change in today's environment, right? I mean, you guys are right there at the tip of the spear, you know?
Yes.
So, and being able to manage that and handle that. How do you guys do that? I mean, I'm sure you guys are doing it very, very well, but there's so much change out there right now. What's your take on that, Emily?
Well, as I couldn't have said it better,
well done, Tom.
Yeah, well done, Tom.
We work with so many credit unions, too. We have credit unions that are $100 million, and we have some of the largest credit unions in the country as well. And I think, you know, you're the founder of ALM First, obviously, so you've seen this change over time, and every year there's something different.
And the vision was always to make a difference in the credit union space, and we carry that. We carry that vision. I think you know, and I know it's probably a lot of people say this. We really do care. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we really do care. So as a fiduciary, it fits right for us.
Absolutely.
And that's the great thing about this industry, is that people do genuinely care.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
it's
a wonderful
industry.
It fosters itself. You know, and so that's what everybody loves. That's why when you get in this industry, you don't want to leave, because everyone's so cool and everyone really genuinely cares. There's an authenticity here that's second to none, for sure. And so so how can credit unions learn more about this? Where do we go? What do we do? All that type of stuff.
Our webpage is benefits.almfirst.com.
Okay.
So that's the main place to get more information. Of course, you can reach out to anyone at ALM First. We'd be happy to speak, and we'll see everyone at GAC as well.
Oh, I know. That's the big one. Oh,
the big one.
This is kind of like the warm-up. It kind of gets you going a little bit.
Marathon, not a sprint.
Especially the GAC. Anything else to add before I let you guys go? Unleash you on the rest of the show here?
I saw that donut wall down there. We got to get down.
See that?
Yes!
The donut wall.
Yes.
We're
going
to need to get a picture.
I think you are going to have to get a picture for those that are here.
It's already being... it's already being invaded over there. So good stuff.
We appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you.
Looking forward to the rest of the year.
Indeed. Well, thank you, and thank you for your support as well. We always appreciate your efforts in the industry and what you guys do. So it's always cool. Always cool to have you guys here. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work. Dynamic Duo from ALM First. Go check them out.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.